Unfortunately, due to faulty connections and many things processing at the same time on Ramsey's computer, the first part of episode 7 suffered though some major technical difficulties. Please bear with us and enjoy.
Oh, what? Tia, you okay?
I had a dream.
Oh,
I had a dream, dude.
What happened?
I dreamt that Coxia. And Amazon were on AmiAmi. And I had a... In my cart. And Amazon were on AmiAmi. And I had a... In my cart. And... I had them both in my cart. And just... And... I had them both in my cart. And just as I was about to hit process, they get sold out on me.
Oh no.
Two times!
Oh wow. Oh man.
Thank God that's a dream, man. Two times!
Oh wow. Oh man.
Thank God that's a dream, man. Thank God.
Packing order, bitches.
Shittier intro than the last one.
I can't believe that.
We're
not really good at this, okay? So just take what you can, right?
Yeah, but it was per request.
Yeah, it was per request because we loved him. We loved that guy. We loved Suri.
Suri was like, yeah. And it really, yes, if you haven't noticed by now, Kaiza and Amazon were on various websites. What was it? Monday?
Ish, yeah.
And then, yeah, they got sold out on me. And I literally had them in my cart, ready to go. And then they sold out. I hit the button to get them. And, yeah.
That's with AmiAmi, you know? Because I think with AmiAmi, it's just like, you told me, 5 minutes, right?
Yeah. Less.
Yeah, less. So, I think you just caught a bad luck on this one.
Yeah, but the thing is also, I was really hoping I can get it off AmiAmi because I already got the order for Gokai Red, and I kind of wanted to mix those both in because they're both, all three of those were coming out the same month, so I was like,
I see. Yeah, I can't say I'm surprised that the Amazon got sold out that quick, you know, it's just because, remember, when Amazon picture got posted, everyone was like, you know, holy crap, you know?
Everybody and their grandmothers, indeed, yeah.
Yeah. So, I can't say I'm surprised, but, I don't know how to tell you this, but I managed to get Kaiza off of, HLJ.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, that HLD still has a stock of all of them, well, at the time, so.
It was Monday, 5 a.m.
You're awake at 5 a.m.? Oh my god. You're crazy.
Well, not by choice, I just, you know, woke up, you know?
It's like, you know, my toy senses tingle.
I know, wait. Toy senses tingling. Boss, get to the computer. HLJ. Yes, Kaiza. Order. Done. Go back to sleep.
So you just got him, right?
Yeah, only him.
You didn't get
not to sound like a pagan or something, or I didn't order Amazon. I was not really interested
in heathen.
I know. Heathen, yeah. Excuse me. That's why I was the one. Heathen, yeah. Not to sound like a heathen, but you know what? Yeah, I wasn't really interested in Amazon. Was not.
Well, to his or her their own, I really was, but, you know, hey. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get on your case either. So it's like whatever.
I was pretty sure you'd be getting like Amazon because you know I mean you scored Gokai Red of all things. So
yeah, but unfortunately, dumb bad luck happened to follow me as well. So That's why it's like right. I'm not really like I had time to really like I had time to stop and think and be like, well, you know what? It's all Miami. You know, believe it or not, I was raging. I was like, I was like Thor, like on the dinner table flipping, kind of raging because I was like, how the hell did like I had everything ready to go, and just like it's like being at the finish line and then you get Spartan kicked back to the beginning.
I'm sure it was Gerald Butler that just kicked you out. You know, it's like, this is Ami. Wait, that didn't work right. But Sparta! Boom! Kicked you right back.
And then they hit me, like, in slow motion down the endless well.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, so it's like, you know, I came to that sad, sad, very sad realization, like, within an hour, and then I realized, it's 4 in the morning, and I should be asleep because I gotta go wake up at, like, 8 in the morning the next day. And boy, that was a fun day at work.
Alright, so, anyways, with that said, welcome to PlastiCast.
Yeah, welcome to PlastiCast. I'm Ramses Rivera. That's Stan.
Yeah, hi.
Stan the man O'Leary.
Yeah, or as Ramsey's just called me heathen.
You're heathen.
Well, anyways. Alright, so we got a few things to talk about. You know, I mean, it's not bombastic news type of month, but you know what, still, we got something.
Yeah, the thing is, like, it depends. Like, actually, this, like, so far, it's been pretty eventful, in my opinion, but, you know, to his or her their own at this moment.
Yeah, so let's kick it off with the big one, which is a Saint Seiya presentation.
Yeah, there was a Saint Seiya presentation last Thursday. It was Wednesday because I remember Thursday we were complaining about TNA the next night.
All right, yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, so this is what they ended up doing. They had a big presentation at they had a big presentation in Japan, and you know, and I mean. Big Bluefin started to make a big deal about it, and I fed it from the streaming website to here on the website, and they made two rather huge announcements concerning Saint Seiya. They introduced Saint Mythcloth EX and Saint Myth Crown. Saint Mythcloth EX is a new revision of the earlier released Saint Mythcloth figures, starting with Gemini, which also during that big sale with Kaiza and Amazon, he got sold out as well, believe it or not. So there is interest in this. So if you doubt it, he's already sold out already. And the Saint Myth Crown, which is a 1/6 scale of the Saint Mythcloth figures, with a lot more detailing on the armors. Now, the Saint Mythcloth EX is basically just like, again, it's just a revision of the original Mythcloth figures. But what they did is they slimmed down the armors and the bodies. So that way, now the articulation on the figures are very much, it's more poseable and a lot more movable. And it's able to pull out a lot of the poses that it could not do without buying an appendix.
Oh, by the way, Gemini is still available to pre-order in HOJ. Just plugging that, but go on.
Yeah, but Ami, he's sold out just as quickly as the rest of them, so.
Well, that's Ami, but go on.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And then with the Saint Myth Crown, the first figure they announced was Iodios, Iodios slash Seiya of Sagittarius. And he's a 1/6 scale, and it's the most detailed Saint Seiya figure I've seen in my life. The armor looks like they got every nook and cranny of the detailing on the, like, the design on the actual armor on it. It's very poseable, even like it even through the Mythcloth EX, it's even more poseable than that. Because like what it is that you can like open up the wings and you can actually open them up like fully, whereas with the regular Mythcloth figure, it was just in the back, just hanging off there. And another thing I like about it, it's the amount of detailing that they put into it. And again, I think it's a lot more. I think instead of being like a part of it, well, instead of being part metal and part plastic, I think it's gonna be, I want to say like 60-70% metal to compensate for its price. So because I think the price point for it is gonna be like almost $200 US dollars when it hits. And yeah, so they dragged, and after this presentation, they dragged out Akina Minami, and she dressed up as Athena, and they were just like, I don't know what the purpose of that was, but she was dressed up as Athena, and that was pretty much the end of the presentation.
So what do you think of this announcement of EX and Crown?
I didn't want to say this out loud, and I was like, I remember. I was listening back to our first show, and I was like, I remember saying that Saint Seiya has already run through the entire gamut of figures that they can do. And I didn't want to say that out loud because I didn't want to jinx it, but like it was in the back of my head, so I must have jinxed myself mentally. That the only other way that these figures can work, or where else can they go, is to remake the figures. And they did it. I was like, oh, shit. They're remaking the figures. Not what I wanted him to do. Because I was really... I think I told you this during the conversation when we were watching the presentation, is that what I wanted him to do was I wanted him to do an SH Figure Arts-ish line where all the armors are already molded into the figure itself, and it's like just articulated as all hell.
See, I would have loved that, you know, speaking from an outsider that only has one Mythcloth figure and not planning to get any more, it's just a figure scale, fully armored, no gimmick, Saint Seiya figure would have been, like, I would have bought that, you know, and now I was actually watching the presentation with Ramses, like, you know, not in the same place, but, you know, same internet website, her thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like, not, like you said, not exactly what I wanted to hear, you know, nor am I interested in getting any of them. And
another thing, and that was my point when I was thinking about it, because like, the only way you can gather a new audience is if you lower the price point on these figures and start marketing them like the way I said, like, just make them like hyper-articulated, but the armors are already in place type of figures.
Yeah. Are they even expecting new audience with this announcement? Because I think this is more catered towards the old customers. Like, please come back and buy more shit.
I think it's more along the lines of that, because it's like, for me, I'm already well beyond the point of like no return when it comes to Saint Seiya. Like, you know me, I, like, you've been to my room and you've seen all the Saint Seiya stuff I have all around my room.
Yes, I have.
And it's like, for me, I'm more interested in that because, like, I intentionally waited on buying a lot of these Saint Mythcloths because it was like, I see the reviews and they're like, yeah, it's good, but they need to be more articulated, and that's what I was waiting for them to make figures that were more articulated.
And you told me about this as well, that a lot of these Saint Seiya figures needed a remake.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the first one they showed off was Gemini. I was like, yeah, that Gemini needed desperately to open up more articulation, because I think from like the waist down, it had no articulation. Period. When you put the armor on, so that already establishes more articulation already right off the bat. But it's when they announced later that I was like, oh, they're really gonna go all out, aren't they? And yeah, it's just like that. That was the thing. It's like I really wanted to do something else with it, but at the same time, I was like, well, it's the most logical thing to do. And it's like I said, the figures were not meant for you. I don't want to sound like a mean guy or anything, but like I think I told you.
Oh no, it's okay. Just go at it.
No, I think I said this to you where I was like, yeah, this line was not meant for you at all because it's like it was meant to establish, or it's more for established fans already because like I don't see you putting down $200 on a figure like I am tempted to actually buy the Crown figure. The only problem is I don't have $200 to burn. But I know there are a lot of Saint Seiya fans that are willing to burn that much money for that figure. So,
well, there we go.
Yeah. So I mean, it was a great presentation. I just kind of wish that it was the way they made it sound. Like, I kind of was hoping that they would go for something more for the. Well, more for general audiences that want to get into Saint Seiya toys, but they don't want to like go to the trouble of like affording it. Because I think, like I said, that's what prevents me from buying a lot of the SH from buying Myth Class. Because a lot of times it's like I kind of want to buy them on discount.
It kind of makes me think, like, what is preventing Bandai from making a figure-ish line of Myth Class Saint Seiya stuff?
Easy. You remember how in the beginning of that presentation they were talking about what parts of the world it's popular or not?
Mm-hmm.
Guess where the majority of the market share of, like, SH figures, I think, like, a lot of it comes from here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order for them to do something like a figure arts line, it has to be something that not only is it going to be like feasible here, it has to be something feasible here in the United States as well. And it's like Saint Seiya is popular, but not popular enough to really like get it over the edge like it is here.
Let's see.
Right over there.
What about in Japan?
Most definitely, it can like, you know, it does gangbusters. Like everyone finally remembers Saint Seiya, like we finally remember it. It's just the problem is, like I said, I think in the more recent years, it looks like they're trying to do something more global with SH figure arts. And like on the next note, I want to talk about something else really
quick. Yeah, but here's the thing: you just mentioned that like Japan loves it, Mexico loves it, so. I think just based on Japan alone, they should at least consider figure arts-ish line as an experiment, you know? Like, just make the first, like, I don't know, like, look, just experiment with it, at least, you know? You know that there's two countries, including their own, that love Saint Seiya, you know?
All of Europe as well loves Saint Seiya as well.
Exactly! Like, that's already, like, three continents that love, you know, Saint Seiya, so I don't think it would be a huge loss for them to experiment with it, you know? Just do something, you know?
I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of why can't it? Because, like, here's the thing. It's not that, it's like, I'm not trying to defend them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, the fact is, I'm totally with you on this. Because, like, you know, I'm going to say this to you right now. From those original Saint Myth toys that they released before, or they like mm-hmm. to call them Saint Myth Mice, it came from... That's where Soul Shock Henshin came from. And from Soul Shock Henshin, we now go full circle with SH Figure Arts. So it's like, in some ways, it's weird. It's like the weird forefather to the SH Figure Arts. And I kind of wish like they can pay tribute to that by making an SH Figure Arts Saint Seiya-ish line.
Yeah, I just don't understand the logic anymore. But, you know, it's just... I guess I just gotta wait and see what happens, but there you go.
Yeah, besides, like, you know, they always do this all the time, also. It's like, one minute they one day, like out of a random time, a scan can pop up and there it is. So let's hope that that random scan comes out.
Yeah, because right now Tenma's looking mighty taller than a lot of my figures.
Yeah.
And that makes it a little bit awkward.
Awkward? No, but, yeah. It's a good figure, though. I mean, I've got to fool around with it, but that's just my opinion. But, I do want to say it's like, yeah, like, I do want, like, something scaled down, something more articulated with the armors already inserted, and then, like, I don't mind, like, I think I know the reasoning. I think I'm starting to realize the reasoning why they don't.
Oh?
And it has to be because, like, putting articulation on armor, especially with such intricate designed armor, it could be very... It could hinder the... What was it? It could hinder the aesthetic of the figure itself.
Hmm. Well, from what I fiddled with Tenma, it didn't seem to hinder that much. If they're worried about how the weight of the diecast armor is gonna, you know, hinder the articulation because it's too heavy and can't maintain the you know, pose, then easy solution. Plastic. No?
No, I mean even if it's like the thing is even like I don't want it to be believe it or not, I don't want the figures to be the die cast. I like the only parts if I want it to be die cast would be the feet, and that would be it.
Yeah.
But everything else would have to be plastic, and that's just in order for it to accommodate all the articulation. But I think it's because like they don't want to put like cut joints where, for example, they don't want to put a cut joint inside a part of the figure that has like a skirt part of it, and they don't know whether to put that as like a cut joint or as to make the skirt piece a separate piece. I think what preventing is, I think it's like one of those things where that's the logistics of doing such a thing. But I think like with some you can get away with it. Like if you did like the very basic like Tenma's yeah. armor is based off of the first armor that say I had in the manga. And if you can do that, that's no problem. That's no problem. Like it was meant because like there's no scripts. There's no script. It's not that hindering. So, yeah, but that's pretty much about it. It's like I think right now it's just logistics that's killing it at the moment.
Hmm. I see. Well, here's hoping, you know.
There's hoping indeed. So, any other thoughts you want to bring up really quick, or is there anything else you want to bring up at all?
Move on to the Amazon. Okay, I should probably do it better. Amazon.
Alright, but before that, I do want to talk about one more thing that I forgot to put on the show notes.
Okay.
But you know, let's talk about Amazon first.
Okay. Yeah.
Amazon, we got released. I mean, he's up for pre-order in a lot of places right now at the moment.
Right.
However, I don't know if this is supposed to be a joke or not. I don't know why or how, but a listing came up on Amazon.jp where it's basically an SH Figure Arts re-edition Kamen Rider Amazon. So you're getting a Kamen Rider Amazon figure from Amazon.
In an Amazon get it? Box.
In an Amazon box. In an Amazon shipping box. Get it?
from Amazon Rainforest. Packline Amazonian. You might even get some like Amazon Spider in it or something, you know? And that's where the plug ends. Alright, so we're going to move on to the next joke. Now I'm sounding weird. Great.
Hold on.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
Hold on, I'm going to hang up and then we're going to start again, okay?
Okay, is it still recording?
Yeah, it's still recording. Don't worry.
Okay, just go on.
What the hell's up with my... Okay, talk.
Hi.
Works. Perfect. Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, so where were we got before we got cut off?
We just got done talking about Amazon.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's a lame joke, but is there any thoughts on the Amazon figure you want to discuss? Anything at all?
No, not really. I told you I'm a heathen.
Kill the unpure! Kill the unpure! Google gobble, Google gobble!
Now you sound like Amazonian now, man. You know what's going to happen? Like, you get like a, you know, Amazon figure, figure from Amazon Japan, and then, you know, you get it. As soon as you get it, you hold it up in the air. It's like, ooga gaga, ooga gaga, ooga gaga.
Google gobble, Google gobble, one of us, one of us. Google gobble, Google gobble. That's from a movie.
Yes, it is. Alright, so that's that. And then
there's one thing I want to bring up, though, and I want to hear your opinions on this.
Go on.
Just before, like, I want to say a day before the Saint Seiya presentation, Bluefin put up a poll. Mm-hmm. And they want people to pick out the next Dragon Ball Z figure arts they want to put out next.
Vegeta!
Yeah. Right, I think that's the one that's leading the polls, but I put there... No, actually, okay, here's the ones that are... Here's the voting as of today. Future Trunks with Sword has 52 votes. Vegeta is the one that's leading right now at 119 votes. Perfect Cell with 35 votes. Frieza at 15 votes. Krillin at 15 votes. Mr. Satan, a.k.a. Hercule, is at 21 votes. Master Roshi's at 12 votes. Goku, non-Super Saiyan, is at 26 votes. And the one I voted for, the Great Saiyan Man, is at 32 votes, which is 10% of the voting.
I would love Perfect Cell figure arts, actually.
I want the Great Saiyan Man, because he can totally hang with my common writers.
That's true. But still, you know.
So, they said that they're going to keep it up until... they said they have a huge announcement for Comic-Con as well, so they're going to keep that up until that announcement comes up. Nice. So, right now the current rumor is it could be a Dragon Ball Z figure that's going to be SH figure. It's exclusive for Comic-Con.
Ooh.
Your thoughts?
Depends on which figure it is. If it's Perfect Cell, sold. I would just get in that fucking line. If it's, like, you know, non-Saiyan Goku, maybe. I'm a little bit divided on that. I don't know. Like, Krillin, no. Ding! You hear that? That's another count for Krillin getting owned, courtesy of 4 stars.
They love that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, I think most likely they're gonna use them if Dragon Ball Z is gonna be this gonna be the figure that they're gonna use for the figure arts exclusive. Most likely it's gonna be something that's already been established, so it's either gonna be Vegeta or it's gonna be Goku. So either or, I might actually end up buying, believe it or not.
Yeah, but here's a question: how many people do you think is gonna be really pissed if Vegeta becomes the you know Comic-Con exclusive?
A lot.
Yeah,
and I laugh. I'll laugh at them because it's like, you snooze, you lose.
No, more like, I can't fly down there, you fuck faces.
And I'll just laugh because it's like, ha ha, I'm better than you.
Or momentarily.
Yeah, that's just
but, yeah, I know. But anyways, yeah, I mean, you're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I think really, it's like right now it's wait and see for like everything at the moment with the line. So, but like getting your votes in because like you know it looks like they are really starting to seriously look into fan interaction and this seems to be one of the biggest things that they're trying to get like fan input on. So, if you got time, check it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one more thing I want to talk about before we get to our next one.
Great.
Robotech Sci-Fi T-Rex finally surfaced. Finally, the picture appeared.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in this August, thanks to our friend Timothy Harris. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's like it's about freaking time. I say.
Oh yeah. Well, the question is, if it's August release, then shouldn't there be a pre-order already?
Mm.
Maybe.
That's a good question. Oh. But usually, don't Rebel Techs usually, don't they, like, put up their orders, their pre-orders, like, just, oh, I don't know, like a few months, like, they do it later than usual?
Hmm. Maybe, I guess. Well, guess we're gonna have to see what happens.
Yep. But no, it's like, I kind of, like, the thing is, like, it was one of the first Sci-Fi Rebel Techs that they announced, and that was the one I did not actually, like, I have no interest in, believe it or not. Like, even though a lot of people are going gaga, I was like, I'm more excited on the other stuff they announced, and we'll get to a lot of things later that's, like, I'm actually, like, I'm hoping this is Sci-Fi Rebel Tech.
Mm. So, yeah. So, Rams.
Yeah. So,
do you know what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
Chill!
Oh, that was a terrible joke. And I thought, you know, it's funny because I was talking to Deb last night. I was like, okay, I'm going to bring this up and I'm going to do the, you know, the Ice Age joke. And Rams is going to say, Stan, I'm going to punch you in the face next time I see you for that bad joke.
So then next time I see you, I'm gonna punch you for that bad joke.
Woohoo! Alright, my prediction came true. No, not really, but okay, so alright, fuck this bad joke. Okay, moving on to the real meat of the show, which is Bandai Collector Show.
What the hell's doing all that weird noise?
Yeah, which one, your mic?
No, that's already done. It's already done. Speak.
Okay. Okay, I'm speaking.
Okay. So, Bandai Collector Show. A lot of shit got announced. A lot of shit that we finally see pictures of. Your thoughts?
Well, you just keep listing them, and I'll give you my thoughts on those. How's that?
Sounds good to me, because, like, you know, I'll pretty much chime in there anytime you hit something. So, how's that sound?
All right, good, good. Start.
Me?
Yes, you start. You're supposed to list them.
All right, fine. I thought you were going to do it, but all right, fine.
you'll have to pardon him, folks. We talked a lot about the total nonstop action during our last wrestling podcast, and I think he got sick from that shit.
Bad booking. Must lay down. Recharge energy. Anyways, no, I was kidding. Anyways. We start off, the first picture we see is SH Figure Rights Rio Trooper.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't know. Like, so in some places they actually pronounce it as Rio Trooper, and then, like, here it says a Rio Trooper.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the
Riot.
Fuck?
No, because it sounds like Riot, you know?
Yeah, whatever. It's the guys that the end can summon out of his gun.
Oh, what?
No, never mind. And joke just went over your head.
Oh no, but keep going.
Let's see the next. More photos of that. More photos of that. Then we get to see Wild Tiger.
Oh again. No, okay. I haven't gotten to my reaction on Riot Trooper.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. It's like I'm waiting for your reaction. That's why.
Oh. Oh, is that what happened? Damn, yeah. I missed the mark. God damn.
If I was only there, I would choke you.
I know you would. Anyways, Riot
I would
Trooper,
totally pull a Bobby Knight on you.
Toss a chair.
Yeah, I did choke you. Anyways, keep going.
Okay, I remember our good friend Spencer talked about Riot Trooper and, you know, saying that, you know, what do you think of this? And I said, you know, this is going to be exclusive. And I do believe that. I think Riot Trooper is going to be exclusive because you just didn't see much of Riot Troopers in the show. I think I only recollect like a couple episodes and then in the movie.
Yeah, most likely because that's the only way that these guys can do it. So it's like this might be the next exclusive figure.
On the other hand, they did release the Shadow version of the Zek Trooper, so I don't know. It could go either way, but I think it's going to be exclusive.
I don't know, for me, I think if they just... I kind of wish there was, because I do like their aesthetic as just being the grunt troop.
Alright, so... Well, no, because the thing is, like, you know, I would think that people would actually buy Riot Trooper just to build a grunt squadron, you know?
Or have, like, grunts just surround the end.
Yeah, like I remember Shocker Riders. There we go. Yeah, that's it. Shocker Riders. They were sold regular, but then again, those were the early years. So
yeah, they were trying. They were desperately trying to get merchandise out the door during that time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So moving on to the next one.
Next one is Tiger and Bunny Wild Tiger, which actually has a price, and I think that actually went on pre-order just recently.
Yep, and just like Amazon, it got sold out pretty quick.
Not surprising, because there is a market for Tiger and Bunny nowadays.
You can have everyone, like a lot of people are just getting into it, and you know what, I for one fucking love this anime. Like, I'm gonna dare say that, you know what, if this keeps up, this is gonna be the anime of the year. Potentially,
even with the fact that, like, you know, they're all wearing sponsors like on their chest, like if they're a glorified NASCAR car.
I don't care.
Awesome.
I mean, the story's great. The characters are awesome, and the production value is pretty good. So you know what, you just gotta love it. You know, I love it. Yeah.
Look, I still haven't seen it yet, unfortunately, and I know I'm cheating myself not watching it, but...
And believe me, you're going to shoot yourself even more after watching the anime, because you're going to fall in love with it, and you're going to regret not getting Wildfire in time.
I know. But I got my ways of getting stuff, so...
Okay.
But, you know, like I said, like, he already went on sale. He looks damn amazing, I'll tell you that much. Especially all the clear parts that it has. It looks so awesome.
Oh, not to mention, it does come with this good luck mode, which is an expanded fist attack.
Awesome.
Yeah. I wonder what they're going to do to the Barnaby then, just because his good luck mode involves like expanded feet.
I don't know. Maybe it's going to have basically the Rangers figure that's going to have like replaceable legs.
Well, maybe. Well, I guess they could just slide in too, because that face just goddamn humongous. But yeah, I already got the Wild Tiger pre-ordered, so I'm good.
Or maybe they might be able to suck up all the money that you got, like they do sometimes, and they be able to make it as an exclusive.
No, Bonnie is gonna be regular release because Wild
no,
Tiger.
No, I mean the parts.
No, I'm sure parts will come with it because if Tiger comes with good luck. His good luck mode. Barnaby has to as well.
Alrighty then. Let's hope for the best.
You're still hoping.
Alrighty then. Heading down the list. It's SH figure. It's Gokai Red. And
yeah.
I had to do it.
How long did you really want to do it? Like, you must have like 7 year itch wanting to do that.
Yes. I just couldn't hold it in any longer. That was going to be the end of the show, but I just couldn't do it anymore. I love my Mobirits.
Seriously, you need to be patient sometimes, you know. Timing, comedy, you know. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, one more can be there story about Gokai Red, you know. We already said our opinion before, so...
Yeah, and I already blew. As you obviously tell, I blew my wad right there, like a virgin having first time sex. Let's go on to the next figure before this gets even more awkward.
Yeah, go. God, I need a drink. Right. I need a whiskey.
You know, it is 2:00 already, so technically somewhere out there it's already like nighttime, so you can drink. So.
Yeah, let's pretend that's true. Alright, moving on.
Alright, SH Figures Nobata from Doraemon.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm not really interested in the kid, so moving on.
Yeah, but I'm somewhat interested in it because it's just so unique. But, like, I would not find myself buying it. Not unless I buy the robot Damashii that's supposed to correspond with it, which is Doraemon himself.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know. It's like, I kind of want it, but at the same time, I don't.
Well, again, this is one of those things you just kind of have to see where it goes, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, the next thing...
Although, I will say this, though. If Robot Damashii Bontaku's sale is any indication... Yeah. it's going to be tough to get. Next.
All right. Kamen Rider Yuki with Drag Rider. Well, now that we already seen the pictures of everything else. This is the first time that we get to see its packaging, and it's just like, wow, that's a huge ass box.
Almost feels like it's the same size as Omega Man packaging.
It might be. I'm like trying to compare it to. I'm trying to find something to compare it to. And it's, I think, a little bit like taller. It's a little bit bigger than the box that that my Cyclone cycle came in.
You know what? Shipping's gonna be bitch on this one.
Oh, you better believe it. But I think. But the thing is, I'm always surprised by this. Like, I think we talked about this to death already, but, like, the cost of it is just like, really? This thing's supposed to cost the same amount as a regular figure? Wow.
Who knows? Oh, well. Reissue.
Okay. Kamen Rider Kaiza.
Oh, yeah, this is the one that I've been looking for.
Same here, we already talked to death about it.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Heathen,
yes.
Yes. I am a heathen.
Rider 1.
Oh, we already talked about it too.
Yeah, but this is the first time also that we get to see, like, if you see from the pictures, we get to see him in the box, and I think he's not going to come in a transparent, like, a see-through box. I think it's going to be all enclosed.
You know what? That seems to be the pattern here, because when you look at Ryuki's box, it's not transparent either.
Well, I think they put that in later, though, but I think this one legitimately, because of the picture they have on the box, I think it's not going to have a, I think there's going to be a transparent, plastic to see through it, so I think it's all going to be, or it's going to have like a fold out thing to take it so you can see through it like you do with Vault-X.
Hold on. Alright, sounds good. Can we pause for a minute? Like,
yes.
Keep the recording going, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, look, your mic's making weird sound, like sound, you know?
Yeah, well, your mic's also doing that weird sound too.
Yeah, okay, do you think it's going to affect the recording as overall?
I think it is.
Crap.
But the thing is, it goes on and off. That's the thing. And
yeah.
I wonder, like, what is it that's causing it?
I mean, my connection is fine. 4 bars.
Same here. 4 bars here as well.
So, what's going on here? Like, is it... Okay. Is it your headset or mic?
I think it's just, like, what's being processed in the background that's causing it.
What?
And I just turn off... Like, if you have anything on your browser open or something like that.
Well, let me see. I have Amiibo, but no, that's... Hold on, I'm leaving this. Okay. How about now?
Test it out. Say something.
Hi.
Okay.
You're bumping. Say what? Say something.
She sells by the seashore.
Okay, just keep talking.
There was a man from Nantucket, and he sat on his tuffet, and then they made fun of him because he sat on his tuffet for so long.
Okay.
Mind you, I have no notes now.
What do you mean, no notes?
I turned off all my windows.
Oh. Okay, well, you know, I still have something off, so... I still have it off, so... I'll go my way, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Alright, so let's get back in track, okay?
Alright.
Alright, so the next one is Putera.
We kind of just did this one already, but
alright.
That's another figure, but I don't know.
Alright, so let's see, Kill Moonlight.
Yeah, I'm still buying her. I think I got her pre-ordered already. I'm not 100% sure. I keep forgetting what I got pre-ordered. I don't have pre-ordered nowadays.
Check
oh, that's just me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sunshine.
Same thing, we already talked about her already.
Okay.
Did we?
We might have, but you know what? Reiterate.
Do want. The only problem is, like, yeah, it's do want, but it's like at this, to the point, the extent of, like, but how do I really want it at this point, or do I don't want it? Or, like, I don't know. It's just something personal that's like, I want it, but it's like, can I afford her at this point?
Alright, so now we move on to what seems to be Ultra Act, and we start off with Glenfire.
Oh, awesome. It was really awesome that there were I think we've already seen this one already. I think the only reason why they're making a big deal is, like, I think it's about to be released, like, very soon. I think I want to say, like, next month or so, say.
For the pre-order?
Oh, no, I think it's already been up on pre-order. I don't
Yeah, it's already been on pre-order, and it's going to be released on September.
Oh, okay, so, damn. Mm-hmm.
Alright. The next one...
Yeah, it looks great. I kind of want to get the fire effects and put it on my heat metal, but that's just me.
Alright. Ultraman Tiga Power Type.
Did we already talk about this one already?
Yeah, so we're skipping it.
Yeah.
Alright. Let's see... well, getting sales, it's already what we know, like EX and, you know...
However, there's something else that they showed off at that show, or they may have shown it off after the presentation, but we now are confirmed that all 12 states are going to be made into EXs.
Hmm.
I'm like, I might end up buying Libra and Sagittarius at one point, if anything.
Hmm.
Because I think, like, Libra was my favorite saint, because, like, you know, he's got all fucking weapons, and then, well, Sagittarius is my sign, so, bam, there you go.
Alright, so, alright, we are going into Robot Tamashii territory, Aeol Strike Gundam.
Next.
Yeah. Now, Tamashii Webshop exclusives are Launcher and Sword Strike sets, so, next. Okay, let's see. Toggy 3.
I think I had that one pre-ordered as well, so...
Alright, next. Doraemon!
Next.
This... I probably should have seen this coming, but whatever. Gunsword Dawn of Thursday.
I never seen Gun X Sword, so you may want to, like, talk about this a little bit.
It's an alright series. Pretty much you see, guy, oh god, I forgot his name. God, it's been long ago I saw this. And it's pretty much like, spaghetti western mecha type of show, if I remember correctly. Mm. Yeah. And one of the mecha in that show is like a super, like, combining super robot, type. That's, hold on, I'm trying to dig up the name of the Dawn of Thursday. Basically, is a mecha that the main character uses. I'm trying to remember the main character's name. Van, yeah, Van's name. And he's Van and other people. Like, oh my god, it's been a long time ago. So
just generalize it as much as you can.
Okay, apparently there's a mecha, there are mechas in the show, right? And they're called Armor, and they're all named after the day of the week, like, let's say, Dawn of Thursday, right? And then there's other mechas called Sadad of Sunday, Diablo of Monday, Messed Up Tuesday, like, in that order, you know? So, and, like, Sand of Saturday, so... Yeah, so, like, these mechas usually, in Don's case, it can transform into a sword. That's how he usually enters Earth, you know? It's actually sort of, like, up on the orbit in a satellite, and they launch these mecha in their transformed form. In the Don's case, it's a gigantic sword. And, so obviously, Dawn of Thursday, Robot Tamashii is not going to transform, but it's going to have, like, spiffy articulations. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to shell forming more or less because, well, Gunsword isn't that well known. Not in my eyes, at least. I'm sure there will be people arguing otherwise, you know? I mean, seeing how I still remember it.
Well, didn't the Zegapan, didn't that get sold out quickly? Or did that one shell form? That,
actually, it went on sale.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's how I got it.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we go into GFFC. GFMC, Gundam Fixed Metal Composite 782 Gundam.
I saw the photos of it. I'm like, I kind of want, but it's like, I'm not really interested in that line, period.
Alright, next. Now we move on to Super Robot Chogokin, and we start off with Gokayo.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, me too.
They did the one thing that we said it would never do.
And they did! Fuck my life.
You were so adamant last episode, you're like, it's not gonna have to start.
No, because I was looking at Shinkano when they did that, you know?
And boy, our faces are like, shit, you can do it.
Yeah. God damn it. Yeah, you know what? We talked about this. You know what? At this point, we should just shut the fuck up, you know?
Yeah, I think... Okay, was it on Wednesday or Thursday that you were like, next time any of us say anything, we should just shut our mouths?
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not just that, but something else you're going to talk about after this that you're like, I guess we better shut up about things because it's really going to happen.
Yeah, it's just like... Or we do it reverse. Like, we just say it anyway, and it's going to come true. It'll be beneficial for the fans.
True. That could work too, but...
Yeah, I like to think... Yeah, I know. It's a sad fucking excuse, but I like to think that way. Anyways. Yeah. Shut up and take my money. There you go. You know? I also did not see them including the Starburst shot effect as well, so...
It could be like a first edition exclusive though, but I'm not gonna rain on anybody's party at this point.
Well, like, wouldn't be surprised if they did. Wouldn't be surprised if they did. So yeah.
Because they're making the Gemini stuff or the add-on stuff like the FX as a first release exclusive for the EX on Gemini.
Yeah, I guess. Huh. Wait, I'm looking at this. I guess we'll have to figure this out later. Alright, sounds good. Alright, so we move on to the next one. Super Robot Chogokin again, but this time, Die Guard.
What were we talking about that also? And we were like, that's not gonna ever happen.
No, actually... No, we talked about it in the Tamashi boarding, and I said it got snubbed. You know?
And, there we go.
Yeah, and apparently it got snubbed for a reason, because it wasn't planned. And I pre-ordered this motherfucker. I loved Die Guard.
Salaried men and robots.
Yeah. When you have a rocket punch that's not even a real rocket punch, just to, you know, rip the arm off and just throw it like a baseball... That's balls. That is ballsy awesome. I'm not kidding you. What they did was this particular monster had sort of like a force field, right?
Uh-huh.
And it needed the exact amount of force to break that force field. And they determined by first picking up somebody's empty car and just tossing it. And then the guy said, you know what? Here we go, rocket punch. I'm like, everyone's like, rocket punch? What? Everyone's like, do we even have a budget for that or something? No. And what they did is that he took the left arm, disconnected the port, and just literally tossed it like a baseball bat. And it actually went through the monster. Landed in a baseball field.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Sometimes just goes to show you all you need is just hot blood and guts.
Indeed.
So I had to pre-order this, man. I think to this day, I think Die Guard is one of the most underappreciated anime out there.
Yep. Yeah, it's like, I still haven't seen it myself, but a lot of my friends talk about it. I'm like, I'll get back to you later. How's that sound?
Heiden!
Alright, we're even on that one then.
Yes. Alright, so we move on to Gao Gaigar and the Gao Gaigar Goldeon Hammer effect.
Did you pre-order yours already?
Yes, I did.
Alright, just making sure, because like, you're all over this the last time. It's like, then that, since then, it's like the pre-order went up, and I was like, I was wondering if you got yours in yet or not, so.
Got it.
be good. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get those added effects, though?
Yeah, I did.
You are going all the way. You really are stepping.
I had no choice. When you think about it, when you say Galgarigar, everyone in its mind is going to be Goldian Hammer, because it is just that iconic weapon, you know.
True. Very true.
Yeah. So the next one is what is it? Like, oh yeah. Chogokin Persona 3 Aegis.
We talked about this boss way back in the first episode. It's like, great, but it's like, price range is like, ugh.
Alright, so next one, Rockman X Full Armor DRs.
I told you it was gonna come out!
Yeah, you did.
Eventually, it's like, I think I might pre-order this one. Did it already go on pre-order?
Maybe, let me check. And, by the way, your mark is still... Yeah, it's on. It's on pre-order.
Okay, well... Damn, it looks like I know what I gotta buy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so next is Zero, X1 version.
But isn't that already one that we already know already?
Yeah, but it's on the list, so just go over it a bit and then, you know.
Yeah.
Right, okay, there we go, that's it. Next. And I guess that's about it.
Alright, we'll be back, folks.
Okay. Armored X? Do you announce Armored?
Armored X, I'm really excited for because, well, that I think aesthetically it looks really good, especially with all the armors in. And that's how I think I remember more Mega Man X. Like, I remember, like, I know now, I think it's a more recent thing, correct me if I'm wrong, is that they're trying to establish him without the armor. But I always, like, since the beginning, I always thought of him as having the armor itself, so.
Mm.
It just seemed kind of weird and naked without the armor, so it's like, it's kind of cool. That the armor is gonna be available, and I think what you can do is you can swap out the parts to the regular figure.
Yes, I believe so. I think.
Because like I think everything's on the ball joint.
Hmm. Actually, it's swap. Not. It's okay. Hold on a second. Pause for a minute. Let me bring my axe and then figure things out. Okay.
All right, then.
Okay, here's the deal. It's not a ball joint. It's actually, it's like double hinge joint, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with the knee, it's, there's a peg that you can just kind of peg the leg out.
Alright.
And with the arm, it's, I'm pretty sure you've seen the picture, but it's like, yeah, it's a multiple, it's also, again, just like the knee, it's like a multiple hinge with the peg at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to like just put in everything and out, huh?
Mm-hmm. Everything is almost everything is swappable.
Cool.
Now, I don't know about the torso though, because I think I'm kind of having a hard time figuring out how to pop the torso up. But I think that's what's happening is that X is able to swap between the arm and the leg. Torso, not so much. That's why they're selling it separate.
Mm.
Mm.
Alright, well, there you go.
Yep. That's how it is.
I like it. I might. Is it still available on Namiami?
Yes.
What am I doing? I'm pre-ordering that shit.
Alright.
Because, like I said, that's the iconic Mega Man X that I know and love.
Hmm. All right, sounds good. Okay, so let's see. The next one is SIC, Skull and Double, Fang Joker.
We already talked about those, didn't we?
Yes, so we're skipping it. All right, that's it then.
Yes. All right, then, yay. Almost 40% of new content. Yay!
Almost. Mm-hmm. Well,
better
than
nothing. Talk about this really quick? Because I want to talk about this just really quick.
Okay, go on.
The V-Guard Zero time skip One Piece characters.
Okay.
That's just like, you know, I think they're kind of cool. I think I might end up buying Frankie. I might end up buying Nami. I think I might end up buying, let's face Brooke as well.
Man, you are, like, man, you're buying a lot. Like, Like, you're already buying a lot of this. Now you're just going to include Figure Zero as well? Damn.
Well, it's just, like I said, like you said, it's like, they're just statues, and it's like, I kind of want, like, they're kind of, like, they look freaky cool kind of statues, so that...
Oh, don't get me wrong, I do think they look pretty cool, but, you know, just not my cup of tea.
Yeah, that's not your cup of tea. Mine is just, I tend to drink a little bit of everything at this point.
Yeah. Alright, so now we move on to... God damn it, I forgot what we'll move on
the
to,
scans.
Actually.
Scans.
Okay, do we have any new scans?
I was just checking out our sources, and we don't have any new scans, but we do have two things that we can sort of talk about.
Okay, shoot, go ahead.
Okay, the first scan that we got is web exclusives for October. I'm gonna go through the notable ones. So, Robodamashi Sai KMF TQ-19 Gunru.
Yeah, that's from Code Geass R2.
Okay. So, Your thoughts?
Boo. Next.
Okay. Okay. I'm at the duck and cover for this one, so I'm gonna go get my helmet really quick.
Okay.
Got my helmet in. Okay, got my Evil Knievel helmet, and I'm going to hide underneath this hole. So, SIC, Scryde, Ryuho, and Zetsue.
And first of all, you said SIC. It's SH Figure Arts.
Oh, my bad. SH Figure Arts.
Ryuho and Zetsue, actually, believe it or not, they sort of gave out the hint that they were going to be exclusive about 3 weeks ago. So, all the rage is sort of gone. And I'll have to see how it looks. Look, I already ordered straight Cougar, okay? And that's already good enough as is for me, you know? Ryuho and Zetsue is sort of like optional thing, you know? If they are released regularly, then I might consider buying it. If it's exclusive, nah, no go.
Okay.
Yeah, you put on that helmet for nothing. I'm sorry.
Hey, you tried to duck and cover yesterday, but like the last time we did a show, and I just didn't. I sort of raged, but I didn't rage. So
we're even.
Like you had time. Yeah, so it's like, you know, I'm just gonna keep the helmet on because I want to be cool. Helmets are cool.
Is it a Spock helmet?
No, it's a Evil Knievel helmet. The red, white, and blue.
Ah, close enough. All right, next.
SH Figure Arts Garo Taiga version.
Ah, yes.
So it's essentially the Garo figure that we got right now with silver highlights. Am I not mistaken?
And red eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
See, now you know why this is exclusive.
Because it only came out like one episode?
Yes!
Even though it's like, I think they have a regular figure release of that one, and it's like, you know, it comes with a horse and everything.
Yeah, I mean, people are saying, like, something else might be included in this exclusive, you know, like gigantic sword or something for Garo.
Maybe, but it's like, you know,
yeah, here's the thing. If zero figure is any indication, it's not going to come with anything.
Actually, it's going to come with a lot less. A
lot less.
But like I said, I'm, like, even though this version looks cooler, I'm extremely satisfied with my regular Garo, to the point where I said, like, I think I talked to you in private, this thing, 5 stars, without a doubt, I'm sorry, Toy of the Year.
And I said, wow, ballsy statement.
And I'm still sticking behind it, especially after everything I've gotten so far.
Alright, so moving on. You know what? It just makes me think, okay, you know what? This Taiga being exclusive, I can understand. Zero being exclusive, why? But I digress. Moving on.
Alright, last one of note on this Tamashii Web exclusive list is SH Figure Arts Gamel.
And your thought?
Well, we already got, oh my god. I'm blanking on the names right now.
Uva and Kazari.
Yeah, Uva and Kazari are already exclusive. Gamel, it came as no surprise.
So that means Mizu's coming next.
Yeah. Do I want to talk about spoilers right now about O's?
No. Let's leave that to someone else.
Yeah, because like I saw pictures and I was like, it makes sort of sense why they're doing this.
All right, so that's it.
Yeah, those are the only ones. The other ones are just like Shoujouken Hideki Sachetsu, which is just the SD Gundam, the metal piece and added. Oh, it's the Solo Shoujouken Hoi Hoi Sun. It's the new weapons pieces that they're putting into it.
Yeah, so yeah, whatever. And you know
and
what?
Then,
go on.
Then another one of those SD Gundam metalized kits.
Yeah.
So
honestly, October exclusives are probably the weakest one.
I don't know, Ryuho and Zantsue. I think I might pull the trigger.
Oh, are you now?
Maybe, who knows? Just give me a few months to think about it, and I might pull the trigger. Who knows?
Okay, all right. We'll see what happens, I guess.
So it's like, yeah, it's like I think I like Ryuho more than I like Kazuma. And I was like, why are they like? As a matter of fact, I might rage a little bit and say, why is this one an exclusive, and why did they put this one as a regular toy? But I digress. Oh well.
I think probably because it only showed up like one quarter of the Scryte show. Zetsue evolved into his snake form around the second quarter.
Alright. Alrighty then. So this only leaves us with one last thing we can talk about, and that's the other scan that we got as of the recording, and it is from Figure O magazine, Figure O number 60, Revolvetex. What we got to see so far is the Revolvetex Ashura. And we get to see two new Revolvetex, what could be sci-fi. Revolvetex sci-fi, quote-unquote, Revolvetex quote-unquote sci-fi War Machine and Movie Optimus Prime. So your thoughts as of this moment on those three that they showed off so far?
War Machine, you kind of had to see it coming, you know, because...
Yeah. And that one's pre-ordered like the Fist of the fucking North Star.
Yeah. And the thing about Prime is that, like, when I saw the picture first, like, is that Ironhide?
No, because I realized it's Prime because I saw the wheels in the back and how his back looks.
No, but here's the thing, though. Like, he looks really... The thing is, he looks really bulky, that's why. From the angle I'm seeing.
I don't know. I think he's always looked that bulky to me.
I don't know. Go on.
I was going to say, the orientation, because the reason why I realize it's Prime, because it's the orientation of the back wheels that I realized, oh, that's Prime.
I don't know. I mean, this one, I'm just kind of... It could go either way, I say. You know? I mean, it would be really... Yeah, I might too, but still.
Yeah, I might get it because it's like I've already bit the bullet on the worst sci-fi Revolvetex, which is, I think, in my eyes, it's Captain Jack at this point, which is sad to say. But it's like it can't be as bad as him at this point either.
Well, we have to see what happens, I guess.
Well, this also gives me hope as to like, well, now that we know that these could be SHV yards, derp. That these could be Revolvetex sci-fis, that this could answer what I was concerned about a few episodes back about them not continuing the line, and maybe they can continue this line.
Well, there you go. Rest assured.
Yeah, so it's like, and I'm just like, now that they're releasing more better figures like Prime and a War Machine, it's like, I really want them now. I'm even extremely, especially after watching Thor like X amount of times that I did. Where's my Thor and where's my Captain America?
Soon, my son, soon.
Yeah, because like, you made a good point though, because like you said, like that you know they won't flat out announce it now. They will announce it later because I think in Japan they won't get Thor until August and they won't get Captain America until October.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they might want to wait until those dates clear so they can announce something.
Mm-hmm.
So, Who knows? And what do you think of the Ashura that they just showed off?
I don't know. Meh.
Yeah, same here. It's like I wanna be behind this, but just I don't know.
There's no substantial reason for me to take interest in this, to be honest, so.
It looks nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, nothing I want to be putting on my shelf because it's, like, I really have no vested interest. It would actually clash with everything else that I got.
More or less. Alright, so that's about it, I guess?
Yep, that's everything. Mm-hmm. So, we got through it despite all the problems that we had.
Woo! Yeah, anyways, there's something I wanted to talk about a bit.
The floor is yours.
It's actually kind of funny. At the same time, I was talking about how you would punch my face for doing the Ice Age joke. Me and Deb talked about, like, you know, what is it? Oh, yeah. Master Asia SH figures. Inevitable now, especially what with being voted number one. I didn't talk about like 144 scale Master Gundam.
And I thought we did talk about it.
Huh?
I thought we did talk about it.
No, me and Deb did.
Oh no, I thought we did talk about it on the show.
Yeah, I know. I'm just reiterating a bit. Anyway, okay. So, and that led to how you know they might have Funsaki Gundam Kid as well, and it's like. You know, and then that led to this, you know, like, hello, ladies. Like, I think Mustafa's Old Spice joke, like, hello, ladies, look at your Gundam, now back to me, now back to my Gundam, now back to your Gundam, now back to me. Sadly, your Gundam isn't me. But if you use Old Spice, your Gundam just might be as bad as mine. I'm on a four horse. Backwards. And that led to a talk about, you know what would be a good Figma? Isaiah Mustafa.
He would love it. He would totally dig it. But, like, the thing is, like, are those ads, like, do those ads air in Japan?
I don't know, but the thing is, Japanese seems to have rather sometimes unhealthy obsession with black people, you know? Okay, think back to...
Hold on. Before you even say that, what about our friend Thomas?
Uh-huh.
Like they didn't make a big deal about him, or did they? We have to corner him to find out.
I'll ask him.
All right. the rapture already happened and they did not take us, so we are officially going to hell.
No, go on.
No, I'm done.
Okay. No, I was about to say, like, think back to Bob Sapp. You know, remember that pizza commercial?
Okay, never mind. You just said Bob Sapp, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, just imagine, like I'm pretty sure they're gonna have to. No, because with Figma, I mean, when you think about it, like, you know, they made gay porns of Billy Harrington. You know, what's for them to stop making? Oh, I don't know. I see a Mustafa Figma. You know.
Well, the thing is, like, the reason why they chose Billy Harrington is because he's popular on Nico Nico.
Just have Mustafa be popular on Nico Nico too, you know?
That's a daunting task, but I'm willing to do this.
Alright, do it.
I'm willing to make it the next viral thing so he can be a popular, so.
And get a Figma of him too. Just so that we can get Figma Isaiah Mustafa ride 144 high grade kid Funsaiki backwards. Just imagine that. So this leads me to the next recording's audience question. Who would you want to be made into Figma?
And believe it or not, you got me stumped so much that you may have to, in order to get an answer off of me, you may have to wait until the next episode.
Good. That's why I'm asking it now.
Alright, sweet.
Alright, so we're done. Take it away.
Alrighty then. So if you want to get a hold of us in any way possible, you can go to our website, which is at www.theplastajoint.com. And that's where all the magic happens. You know, where Stan says bibbidi bobbidi boo, and we get reviews up there. We get our music, we get our toy reviews, we got our podcast notes and other stuff that we put up. So you can check us there. You can leave us a comment on the right hand side where all the comments are, and you can chat with us there too. You can get a hold of us also on Facebook by searching for Plastic Joint, and you'll find us. You'll know us because it has the Plastic Joint logo proudly shown off right there on our page. Unless Stan changes otherwise, then I'll be like, you dumbass. You can also find us also on the Twitters by going to www.twitter.com/PlasticJoint. I'm the one responsible for all the Plastic Joint shenanigans on the Twitters, so if you want to get direct hold of me, you can talk to me there on the Twitter, because I'm always by myself. I'm always twiddling my thumbs and so.
You know, you are about halfway to sounding like Paul Bearer.
Oh, the Twitters! The Twitters will get you! Oh, Undertaker!
Yeah.
Alright. No, I'm trying to be as lively as possible here, because I have not been having a good week, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit. What happened?
But I'm computer problems. So I'm gonna have to buy a new computer. Haha. More money down the toilet. Haha. Da 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 da. Bah.
Ah, that sucks.
It's not that bad. That's not that bad. I'm passive aggressive. I've talked myself out of a few things. So who knows? Who knows? So let's get off that depressing topic and let me finish up reading off the little text here. And finally. If you wish to participate with us, or you have any questions, any comments, any dirty limericks, any phone numbers you want to give us, any information that you want us to be thrown your way, anything, you can be absolutely anything, except like links to like Lemon Party or to Glass Ass or something like that. Don't send us those links, because I will personally find you. I know how to find IPs. I can punch you through the internet if you show us any of those gross out links. Anyways, you can email us at lasticjointpodcast@gmail.com. Again, the email is lasticjointpodcast@gmail.com.
You do realize that now they're going to send us the gross pictures, right? Because you just mentioned it.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, funny how things work.
My internet fist will be at work tonight.
Probably.
But is there any last thing you want to mention? Anything else you want to talk about, Stan? Anything else? Sorry, before we close off?
Yeah. Good night!
Good night!